Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to London, Southern Cross, Orlas.
Like 10 million other passengers last year, I'm taking the Eurostar from Paris Gare du Nord to London St Pancras. When it made its maiden voyage back on the 14th of November 1994, Eurostar's first passengers were none other than the Queen of England and French President François Mitterrand. As the first train went 100 metres under the English Channel, they were both rather chuffed at such a concrete expression of entente cordiale, but not everyone shared their enthusiasm.
20 years ago when Eurostar started, actually, there were a lot of sceptics and people thought, do we really need a train?
Nicolas Petrovic, chief executive of Eurostar.
It took us 20 years to develop the market and not only to establish that, yes, the train is a fantastic alternative to flying, but also to grow new markets. I mean, 20 years ago, no one would have thought of going to Paris for lunch or for a weekend. And now it's a normal occurrence on our services. So for me, it's a great success.
20 years ago, there were just two trains a day, and Paris-London took 2 hours 50. Now it takes 2 hours 15. That journey time could be cut even further with the new E320 train, which, like its name suggests, can travel up to 320 kilometres an hour rather than the current 300. Eurostar has invested over €1 billion in renovating its old fleet and buying in 17 E320s from the German manufacturer Siemens.
Today we are presenting our new trains, and with our new trains we'll have more seats, which is really important because we lack capacity at the moment in peak times. We'll have Wi-Fi on board, which will enable our customers to be constantly connected on the go. And we'll go to new destinations, which is also fantastic news. We'll go to the south of France, Lyon, Avignon and Marseille from next year. And we'll go to Holland from 2016-17.
Why those destinations in particular?
So the south of France, of course, is loved by the British passengers. Most of our customer base is UK-based. So they love those destinations, and we think there is a lot of potential there. And London-Amsterdam is the single biggest air market in Europe, so we think we can gain market share but also create new markets.
Eurostar's focus is all about the customer, and I think they've relied on us to focus on the technology and the train behind to deliver the service.
Steve Scrimshaw, Managing Director from Siemens Rail Systems in the UK, is proud to show off their engineering.
The capacity of this train can carry up to 900 passengers, and we've done that because this is what we call a distributed power train, so you don't have a power car at each end, so you've got more furnishable space.
The biggest challenge, says Scrimshaw, was making a train that could run all the way from London to Amsterdam on very different tracks.
Within Europe, even though there's an interoperability within Europe, we have a lot of very complex different signalling systems. So this train, if you think about it in layman's terms, this train has to travel across various different countries, speak various different languages, use various different voltages as they travel to different countries. So it is very, very complex, there's no question about that, but we're up for it and we'll be delivering these services to Amsterdam to suit what Eurostar want.
It is very different.
Over in the driver's cabin, tractor inspector Kevin Clark can't wait to get his hands on the E320's high-tech controls.
For a driver, it's lots of quieter, it's more powerful, and he has to be aware of what he's doing because all the screens being computerised, whereas now it's just a normal driving train. This is all done by computer.
Is it exciting for you having a new
train?
Very exciting.
It is exciting because I was here when Eurostar started, so the 373 was a new train to me, and 20 years later I'm now doing the new projects on the new train, so it is very exciting.
Some industry commentators are sceptical about whether the new routes will draw in much custom, saying passengers tend to prefer to fly when a journey is longer than 2.5 hours, which is the case for Marseille and Amsterdam. But for the moment, Chief Executive Nicolas Petrovic is all smiles.
It's a fantastic day today, I'm so happy. It's 20 years, it's good news, and there's a lot more to come in the next 20 years.
Alison Heard in London for RFI.